You know what I mean? It's not physical damage that I'm afraid of. It's that shock to my nerves. Well, I pried the head or the mouth of this one open, and it looked pretty white.
Yeah.
I couldn't get any fangs to come out, but I didn't get close enough to really try. But his head was just like that, with great big jaws.
Yeah, it sounds like a cottonmouth. They've got a head like that.
That's what I thought.
But I think from what I read, those fangs, they draw back in, and they don't use them, and when they strike, well, then they come out.
Fit back until they get their head out.
And then they strike.
Well, I guess I was within four feet of this one after I'd broken his back and put a bullet between his head and his neck.
He couldn't strike very far.
He didn't have to. All he had to do was wiggle. It would have been just as dangerous to me.
I'm afraid of him too.
It was a lucky shot. He was 50 feet away, chasing a fish. He just smashed his spine.
Oh, there's a lot of snakes in my ponds too. I take my money to you. I kill them once in a while, but you can't kill them all.
Yeah. How big are the litters that snakes have?
I've heard that these old rattlesnakes have as many as 50.
Good heavens.
I've heard that. I don't know.
Whole box of shells.
Yeah. I cut a cottonmouth open one time. It had 7 little ones in it.
Hmm.
But this guy was up here yesterday. Said he cut one open. It had, I believe he said 70 in.
Wow.
71 or 2, something
goodness.
You know that cottonmouth and the rattlesnake they have, they're young, just like a cow having a calf.
Hmm.
They claim copperhead does too.
Hmm.
But the other snakes just lay eggs and sun hatches.
Hmm.
And I know that cottonmouth has little young because I cut that one open. It was buzzed a little bit.
Hmm.
It was about that long. And you could tell that they were formed, you could tell they're snakes.
Hmm.
And they'll fight you with cottonmouth. If you monkey with them a little bit, they'll try to get you.
Yeah, they're pretty mean.
Well, so will the rattlesnake, too. They'll jump at you.
Yeah, I saw in Arizona, I worked one summer up in the mountains for the Forest Service. We had a black rattlesnake up there.
I did see one.
Beautiful snake. Mm-hmm. It's the first one I've ever seen. But his diamonds were etched in yellow on his back.
Huh.
Oh, just as pretty as could be. But these things are just plain mean. If you irritated them in any way, they wouldn't coil. They'd come right at you.
Well, that's the way those cottonmouth will do, you know. They'd just come right at you.
Yeah.
I was killing one up here just after I'd had that heart attack, a little while after, a year or two probably. And I hit the thing, big old cottonmouth, and I didn't break him in two, didn't break him down. He kept coming right at me, and I backed off and hit him again. I hadn't hit him pretty good. I was just weak and couldn't hit hard enough, you know. He'd have gotten if I hadn't got him.
How big was he?
Oh, he was big. He was that big around.
Big old white mouth wide open.
Yeah. And they're never, that cottonmouth is, it isn't a long snake. It just, I don't guess they get over 2 feet long, 2.5.
Hmm.
There are none that I've ever seen. They might in some locality. But here they're a short snake.
Mm-hmm.
But they grow big inside.
Mm-hmm. What do? Just come right up on you and then strike from a short distance?
I don't know. I didn't stay there like that. That's the way they'd do, I guess. They'd have to get up close enough so they could strike. They probably draw back a little.